Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now, let's go back to Seattle and join Warren Moon. And I'll say first, you were the original Show Me the Money. Then,
how about that?
Yeah, I'd love to be back on again, and I love my fans up in Canada, and I want to thank them all for all the years of being behind me in my career, and hopefully you guys can get hockey back here real soon, because I know you're dying without it.
There's no doubt. And CFL, too, and there are millions of Warren Moon fans. Thanks, Warren.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Ask and you shall receive. Warren Moon, one of two men in both the Canadian Football Hall of Fame and Pro Football Hall of Fame, will be with us a little later on today as Super Week continues here on the RP Show, working our way towards the big game on Sunday, Tampa Bay versus Kansas City for the NFL Championship. I'm Rod. He is Darren Moose DuPont, and I'm excited to talk sports today. I assume you are, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go. The guests on the program today, you just heard Warren Moon. He will be on the program. He's coming up in hour two. In hour one, our director of scouting, Craig Smith, which producer Clark tells me we haven't had on the air since September. I had a very tough time believing that, but I shouldn't doubt Clark, and I don't. So I just can't wait to get Smitty in here, two-time Grey Cup champion, and we will talk about all things CFL and NFL. And Mike Abou-Meshrick, the 10-year CFL or Grey Cup champion, alum of the Ottawa Renegades, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and Saskatchewan Rough Riders, is scheduled to join us here in hour one. But from what we're told, storming in Calgary. He's in Calgary, and there is a 30% chance that he won't be on the program with us today. Clark, how did you arrive at 30%? I'd love to know the chances of Abu bailing on us today. So I'll get to your comments. Remember, this is not viewer takeover. This is the warm-up, so I can't get to all of your comments right now because this is about us right here, right now. And the quick six show topics, hit it, please, Director Jordan. By the way, if you don't like my show topics, because they are in accordance to me, importance to me, go watch something else. You're going to be shocked at this, though, Dupes.
All right.
You ready with number one?
Sure.
Fred Van Vliet
sets
a Raptors record last night with 54 points, including a career high 11 threes, as the Raptors beat the Orlando Magic 123-108 at Amway Arena in Orlando.
Episode 413, basketball, leading off
with the Raptors. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think I'm any different than any average Canadian sports fan, and for sure Western Canadian sports fan, that the Raptors have been junk for much of their history up until the last couple of years. So listen, Fred Van Vliet, if he goes down, well, he's now going to go down as one of the greatest Raptors ever because he was on the championship team. Who previously held the Raptors career high?
DeMar DeRozan.
Right. He's a Raptors great too, but he didn't want to be in Toronto, as you recall, and was shipped out in a trade. We all know the story, but if Fred Van Vliet goes down in the annals of Toronto sports heroes, like a Joe Carter, like a Robbie Alomar, like a Wendell Clark and a Daryl Sittler, I'm down with it. I would tell you that Fred Van Vliet is now in that realm.
Yeah,
wouldn't you?
I would too. I go along with that for sure. And that's what you want, right? You would have thought Kawhi, Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady. But no.
That's what I'm saying.
Fred Van Vliet.
Of all people.
Of all people.
So, yeah, but those guys represent to me just a bad part of Raptors history, which is most of their history, you know?
Yeah.
So anyways, kudos to Fred. Can you believe it? That's number one of the quick six show topics today. Point two, let me open my Twitter here. Your Tuesday NHL Leftovers, brought to you by Tupperware.
I like it.
Think about that. Here are my leftovers from last night's games in the National Hockey League. Number one, Vancouver is not in Montreal's class. Not even close. Nobody's even arguing that today. The Montreal Canadiens had their way with the Vancouver Canucks at the Centre Bell last night. Point two, Patrick Laine's debut with the Columbus Blue Jackets was not solid.
No, it was not.
To quote Sam Mitchell, here's his stat line. 0-0-0. And he was a minus two. We're not saying do us all a favor and go quit, like Sam Mitchell said. But no, Laine's debut wasn't great, but he only had one skate with the Blue Jackets as a team. He will get better, but history will say that was his first game with the Blue Jackets was that. 0-0-0. Number three, gotten a mild argument. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, point three of my leftovers. Number three, I got in a mild argument last night. Hockey guys agreed with me. Chumps didn't. That Patrick Kane's little shootout move where he literally almost stops in front of the goalie. How are you supposed to stop that? And they're like, well, Rod, he didn't stop. It was a slow roll. I would love to see a goalie stand up and two-hand him right here. I'm serious. Rod's rant very early today.
Just take, you know,
for
what?
Bronco Plumbing and Heating.
Someone's got to put one on the chin for all the other goalies in the NHL.
It's like wasting one.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll take the games.
Wasting. So the next time he stops and tries to do this cutesy little thing, whack! Hextall style, and he will never do it again. Sorry, I'm getting worked up. It's two straight days that I'm sticking up for the goalies, but enough's enough. Because it's making the goalies look foolish, and who do you think has the advantage there? Now, Scheifele tried it the other night against Markstrom, and Markstrom stopped him.
Scheifele's not Patrick Kane. But
he's pretty good, but he's not Patrick Kane.
Right.
You're right. Point four, the Sens are the perfect slump buster. The Oilers have their confidence back. We may look back at this week, this sweep, the Oilers of the Senators, is where the Oilers season turned. You wait, but I think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And point five, I miss the Vegas Golden Knights. I got to be honest with you. I'm not that guy where they're the only team that I follow or love, so when they're not playing, I lose touch with everything else, obviously, because I just came up with four other points. But when your team's not playing, and that's because of COVID, it does really suck. You know? Mm-hmm. So that's my leftover on that. So now it's starting to become a thing. People are writing in going, what about my team? What about this team? Colorado's winning without McKinnon. At me. Right? What, those are my leftovers. What are your leftovers? Brought to you by Tupperware. I think this could become a thing.
I think it could.
Don McNeil agrees in Central Ontario. He says, put a time limit on shootout attempts. I like it.
Yeah.
A shot clock. Because you know what? Kane, it might save him some teeth. And I think that's curling. A time limit, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I was wondering, how do you enforce that, right? Because, you know, according to the rule, forward progress, he's still moving forward. So how do you, you know, put a rule on that? That's exactly how you do.
Thank you. Well, Don is no dummy, other than being a Houston Texans fan. Sorry, Don, but you're probably questioning that too. Mark Zosol says, I'm missing my Golden Knights, Saskatchewan's team. I'll go along with that. I have been calling them Canada's team, but Saskatchewan's team works too. Mark Zosel, by the way, had a poll on his own Twitter account yesterday saying, should we send Darren DuPont to Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania for a live report next year for Groundhog's Day? Are you willing to go?
I'll go anywhere.
Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania.
Let's do it. Sounds okay. Like a good time.
Point three, it's our poll question today, part of Super Bowl week coverage here. The poll question for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center is, which tight end will have more yards in Super Bowl 55. I'm deferring to Clark. This was all his idea. Let's do little prop bets all week long as it relates to Super Bowl. Yesterday, the majority of you thought that Patrick Mahomes would throw for more yards. What are they saying today on Facebook, Clark? I haven't tweeted the poll question yet. It doesn't even appear on Twitter yet. Do we have any results? There we go. What is it?
75% say Travis Kelce.
You know, everybody's voting for the Chiefs individually. And that's fine if the Bucs win the game. You haven't come out with your prediction yet for the game, have you?
Not yet.
You're saving it?
Saving it.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
Smart guy. From Jeff Cabillas in Winnipeg, it says, it feels like the Jets Flames is going to game six. Oh, I know. And you know what I thought? I watched most of that game last night. The Jets and the Flames are nearly dead even. And the unfortunate part was all the injuries that the Jets had in the playoffs last year. But those teams are very, very even. You know, look where they are in the standings. Look what they've done against each other head to head. They've gone to overtime or a shootout, like extra time, twice. So tonight is, in a way, the rubber match. There's a tonight, whenever they meet again. It's a lot. Are we getting bored of the Canadian division yet?
No.
Okay, just asking.
But I can see how it might happen. You just play the same teams over and over and over and over. Super exciting off the hop. But I could see how it could, you know, start to become a little bit, you know, boring.
Does get to be a little much. I got to go to my emails here. I was on the Anecdote podcast last night. Three fine young gentlemen interviewing me. It was great. Did a lot of CFL talk there, but I threw this one back on them. We were talking about Brady. Here's just a question for you all. It's in a way a rhetorical question, but would the New England Patriots have won any Super Bowls without Tom Brady? And while you would, I know, he should have seen his eyes just now. It's a great question. I don't know the answer per se, but listen, Brady left, and it's fine. It's a divorce. These things happen, right? I think Brady's happy to be out of New England, and apparently they're happy to be done with him. Whatever. These things happen. But everybody thought he was a systems quarterback. He never would have won without the Belichick system. Well, look where we are now. The Patriots missed the playoffs. Tom's got the Bucs in the Super Bowl for the first time ever as a home team. It's not a crazy question to ask if the Patriots would have won any Super Bowls without Tom Brady.
Sounds like tomorrow's poll question is what it sounds like.
So you think it's that good of a question?
I think it's a great question. I don't know. They've had some weapons. They've had great offensive lines. They've had really good defenses over the years with Tom. But who would they have had instead? And I know. I think no.
Any one of the 198 players that went ahead of him in the draft, I know they weren't all quarterbacks.
But there was some good ones. Chad Pennington went ahead of him. He won some games in the league.
It was a lot.
There was a lot.
We got a Calgary viewer asking and a Flames fan where we think Sam Bennett will be traded. I don't know about Sam Bennett. And you saw Brad Treliving, the general manager, saying that they're in no rush to trade Sam Bennett. It's not a good situation there. He wants out. I don't know that a change of scenery would even help him. But here's my question. If we're talking about trades, why don't the Winnipeg Jets go after Tony DeAngelo? Like, their blue line is really just a bunch of guys, especially beyond Neil Pionk. And what is DeAngelo? Swift skating, offensive guy, puck mover, everything that they need. So I was listening to Spitting Chicklets on the way in here today, and the guys were talking about DeAngelo, and they're like, who would want him? He's got a history of problems everywhere he's been going back to junior. Put him in a room with Chevy for 15 minutes.
And Paul Maurice.
And Paul Maurice. I think that the Jets should go after Tony DeAngelo.
And if you follow the insiders, there apparently is a ton of interest for the former Rangers. Now, I guess you can call him the former Rangers blue liner because they said he's not going to play
again. I guess
again.
I can't swear anymore, but I'm going to clean this up as much as I can. But for James Henderson, he's watching in Manitoba. He says, Tony is not a nice guy. For those of you that don't know, my dad worked in the National Hockey League for 26 years as a scout. So I remember when he used to fax in his game reports. Here's a story. I don't know if I ever told you this. It was about a player. I'll tell you later who it was. But he sent in a scouting report. And on my dad's scouting report of this player, he played for the Moose Jaw Warriors. The scouting report said, great player, great skill, skates fast, works hard. Players, teammates say he's an arsehole. Send. The fax. Fax comes back. It's from either Craig Button or Les Jackson or something. There's a lot of arseholes in the NHL. Can he play? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they find a way for Tony DeAngelo to play. That's all. I know everybody's writing in with breaking news, and it's not that big of breaking news. Like Jeff, the Stamps fan, says breaking news. The Calgary Stampeders signed DB Brandon Dozier. Is that breaking news? That happened yesterday, dude. That was yesterday. So let's move on. Point five, it came up, the CFL best league logo of all time yesterday, and people kind of mistook what we meant by that when I put the clip to Twitter. It wasn't the greatest team logo of all time. It was the greatest CFL league logo of all time. I think we can all agree everybody's favorite is not the one they have now. So people were sending in photos of what they liked, their hats with that league logo and so forth. But a lot of people were writing in, oh, it's the Las Vegas Posse. Oh, it's the Calgary Stampeders, which incidentally was stolen from the Ford Mustang, but whatever. We were talking about this in the morning meeting. I smell a bracket. what else is going on?
Oh, yeah.
So imagine this, folks, if we pitted the old Rough Riders, Saskatchewan Rough Riders Safeway logo versus the new S logo, and we pitted the Renegades logo against the Red Blacks logo and the two Alouettes logos. We had this huge bracket to so you once and for all decide what's the greatest logo in CFL history. And now we're talking teams. Is it the Memphis Mad Dogs? Is it the Sacramento Gold Miners was real nice? People have talked about the BC Lions Bear Paw, Lion Paw. That's great. The Edmonton Eskimos, sorry to say, logo is iconic. That thing's known all across the continent for the Eskimo way. I think we should do a bracket. What do you think?
Let's put it together. Let's absolutely put it
together. Off the top of your head, and because you're a Rider fan, you can't say Saskatchewan. What's the best logo in CFL?
I like the Argos.
Argo fans wrote in and said the Argos boat logo. And you know what? I can't go against that. I really love the that might be the best logo in CFL history.
Yeah, that's kind of where I go. I just love the colors, the navy and the baby blue. I love the Argos.
Ah, Genghis T. Smith writes in. I believe he's in Detroit. He says the Baltimore Stallions. That was beautiful. Blue and silver with the three stars down the back of the horse's head.
That's cool.
Chris Bird in Toronto says, CFL logo, I respectfully disagree. The current logo is better than the half maple leaf, in my opinion. That's why we put it to a vote. That's why we do these things.
Yeah.
So I feel a bracket coming. Oh, and point six, a last one here before we bring in our next guest and talk a little Super Bowl. Junior hockey return to play. I'm not going too far down this line, but I did talk to some hockey people in Alberta. They had got it all laid out. They're going. And the Saskatchewan Western Hockey League people and the Junior A people feel they're going to know either way within 5 to 7 days, whether they're playing or not. They have their fingers crossed. I've heard of this bubble concept for Penticton, and that's not spilling the beans. That's been in BC newspapers. I've read it.
Yeah.
The American teams might end up coming and playing out of a bubble in Canada, likely BC. So I guess we've waited this long. Can you wait another 5 to 7 days? We don't have any inside information on what's... Well, we do, but none that we're willing to say. Let's put it that way. But Alberta's got it figured out. So kudos to them. Kudos to them. Looks like we might get some actual junior hockey, which is, quite frankly, my favorite brand of hockey. When we come back, our director of scouting, Craig Smith. This has been the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace. Come in and warm up at the Four Seasons. You're home for the NFL. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus across all 10 provinces and 31 states. Also live daily on YouTube. And listen live for Sud's Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of The Rod Peterson Show.
It is. Welcome back to the program, everybody. We have a couple items of breaking news today. One, Sean Lemon has signed with the Edmonton football team. Good friend of ours. He was an analyst of ours some time back. And the NLL, National Lacrosse League, has canceled any plans for the 2021 season. That is most unfortunate. The focus will now be on the 21-22 season. They're hoping to play next fall. So we'll get some more information on that as we move along. And hey, I've enraged Stampeders fans, Darren.
I know.
What else is new? In other news, it's a day that ends in Y. But they're saying that their Stampeders logo is the most iconic in CFL history. I said they ripped it off from the Ford Mustang. Dougal Cameron, Stamps fan, says the Stamps horse logo is iconic. And it has differences from the Ford Mustang. I'm sure. I just look at it like a quick glance. It looks like the exact same logo to me. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says both those logos are symbols of excellence. I'm not going to argue with you there. All right, let's bring him in now. Craig Smith, our director of scouting, two-time Grey Cup champion. Obviously, a ton of things to get to with him today. Smitty, how are you, my man?
I'm doing okay. One day at a time.
Good for you. Well, I should get you one of these bracelets that says one day at a time, Smitty. It works well. But I'll say it again. I'm always, always, always happy to see your face. Can't wait till the day that you can get into the bunker here. Love chatting with you. let's delve right into our Super Week coverage. All right, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, you're watching all of the coverage. What's your early read on how this game's going to play out?
What a great matchup. Both teams are to me, they're so even. You know, the defenses on both sides of the football are good. Each team, each quarterback has an array of weapons, both receiver-wise and at running back. You know, the big thing to me, the big difference is Mahomes. And, people are going, what? The big difference is Mahomes? What about Brady? Well, the difference is the mobility that Mahomes has. You know, they're reporting that his turf toe is 90 to 95%, so his mobility is going to be fine. There was something said yesterday on NFL Network, and it was talking about he's the quarterback that has thrown the most on the roll out of the pocket, and the thing about that is when he gets out there, it's not just running for his life. He's using his eyes. He's looking downfield, and he does a great job of accurate throws. And you know what it's like, a receiver. You know, everything's predicated on timing. And when he breaks the pocket, then things, all hell breaks loose. So those receivers get an opportunity to get into open areas. And Mahomes does a great job with regards to that. And I think that might be the difference. You know, it kind of reminds me of, in going to the CFL, and I'm not comparing this guy to Mahomes, but there's a guy that we had, Casey Printers, in 2004. Well, he won the Most Outstanding Player Award because of his ability. He would use his mobility, roll out, and he would hit guys downfield, hit G-Roy, hit Thelwell, Claremont, all those guys downfield. When he broke the pocket, he won a Most Outstanding Player doing that. And Mahomes is the best with regards to that.
You know, you've been around championships. I mentioned you've won two of them. I want your take on this, because I don't think it's any small thing. Kansas City Chiefs aren't going to get into Tampa till Friday. Normally, they'd have been there all week. Tampa Bay's playing at home for the first time of a Super Bowl combatant, yet it's in an empty stadium. Well, I guess it's not empty. 25,000 will be there and 35,000 cutouts. So maybe that is a bit of a wash. But how do you think the COVID, the way that's affected this Super Bowl, will it make much of a difference in the way the game goes?
I don't think so. I think it's a good thing that Kansas City is staying home until Friday. They're in their own facility. There's no distractions like in previous years. You know, they'll use their own facilities and then fly in. Usually it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the three work days. So Friday they'll finish and then they'll hop on a plane and go. And the funny thing is now Tampa, what are they doing? They're staying at home. They're in their own facility. So it's kind of, you know, the same thing for both teams. So I don't think it's going to the scary thing is if somebody gets COVID. And, you know, obviously two of the guys went and got a haircut and their barber had COVID. And so they didn't get COVID, but they're on that COVID watch. So let's just hope nobody gets COVID. Hopefully everybody's going to be there. Hopefully everybody's going to be, able to play and we'll have a great game.
I'm going to the question wall here, by the way, Smitty. I know you don't mind. And actually, I should mention our Super Week coverage is brought to you by Original 16 Canadian Ultra Lager. And Original 16 to fit your active lifestyle. Superior taste with only 80 calories and 2.5% alcohol. Taste without compromise. Viewer William Works says, great to see Craig on the show. I think the Super Bowl is going to come down to defense. What does Craig think?
Absolutely. Defense is critical. But that's where I say that's where you can do as much as you can as far as Tampa is concerned. And the thing is he can break and make plays. He can break the pocket and make plays. And that's why I say it's the difference. But, you know, they did a good job. Aaron doesn't have the mobility that Mahomes has, but they did a good job. That defense played so well. I love the 3-4. Those four linebackers are, man, they're as good as anybody in the league. With Shaquille coming off the edge, the two inside guys in White and David, those guys are just fantastic linebackers that can run to the football and you know, that type of thing. key is Winfield. Winfield is a guy that was a draft pick, second round pick this year. And, you know, he is, his dad played in the NFL. Now he's a guy that we're not sure if he's going to play. And the other one is Whitehead. Whitehead is in the secondary too. So if they have those guys that aren't going to play, it'll make it more difficult. And Ndamukong Suh in the middle, he can, they were talking the other day Mahomes can step up. Mahomes can step up. So they need somebody in the middle that's going to, create a push. And who else that can do that? Is that defense is critical. And, Kansas City's no slouch. They've got some darn good. They've been a weird team this year. A lot of times they lost two. And some of those other games, it wasn't like they were knocking the crap out of teams where you'd figure that they would. They did enough, to do that. And you think back of last year, when they beat Duke's Titans. Duke's Titans went up the week before. Houston's, they went up. Yeah, who cares? Mahomes, let's go. Let's do what we got to do. And I can hardly wait. Another key is Remmers. Is he going to be able to fill in for Fisher? And he seemed to do okay, once Fisher went down in the game and he filled in last week. Now he's got a whole week to prepare, so they should be okay. But, yeah, I agree. Defense is going to be critical. We'll see and the other thing is Spagnuolo. Well, what has Spagnuolo done in his career? Well, what did he do? He beat Tom in the Super Bowl and as a defensive coordinator. So there's another thing, can he do that again? Can he cook it up? So that they.
Oh no! Oh, the video. Video's getting choppy there. Well, hang on. I'm going to cut you off, Smitty, and hopefully that refreshes some comments from our viewers. Tom in Winnipeg. Tom Halleck says, "Hiya, Craig Smith. Hiya, Jasper. Your dog's the star." Alan, the intern, writes in and says, "The duo rock star of the day, Craig and Jasper." So there you go. He's becoming a star, your wonderful dog, Jasper. But Smitty, I got to ask you this. So, start of the year, your Power 5 teams, remember that? Your top five teams, or at least who you thought would be in the mix. If I'm not mistaken, all five made the playoffs, did they not? You had the Bucks in there. You obviously had the Packers. Yeah. You had the Colts. I think you were pretty right on with those, if I'm correct.
New Orleans and Baltimore, I believe. And the Colts was... I thought, with Rivers coming in, the quarterbacking, he was good, but then there were times when he would throw that pick and, they did well. Just with Brady, with all those weapons, I thought, oh boy, they're going to be pretty good. And of course, Kansas City, Baltimore, they weren't quite as good, but, they still made the playoffs and did well. But, yeah. Oh, hey, and think about Kansas City's weapon. Are they going to be able to stop Hill, and then Kelsey, and then there's the other guys. Sammy Watkins evidently is able to play now. Hardman, talk about speed. Talk about the ability to go downfield, and then also underneath in Kelsey. Holy cow! I can hardly wait. It's going to be such a good one.
Absolutely. From our YouTube viewers, Rich Allender, watching in the States, he says, Travis Kelce will get more catches. Gronk will get more yards. That is our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Which tight end will have more yards? I voted for Gronk, but that's probably just because I'm a fan. I'll get to more comments in a moment, but do you have a prediction on the game, Smitty? I'm saying Bucks 37-30. What do you got? We got Lee Corso here.
I tell you, I don't have big headgear, but, I spent a lot of time in the Tampa area, when I first started doing the scouting and stuff like that. NFL Europe was going great guns, and they used to have training camp down there. And so we would go down there for 3 weeks. I was like a kid in a candy store, going down there and taking a peek. So I got really, I got to know the Tampa area well. Geez, I wish I could be down there this week. I mean, it's a great, great area, lots of fun, and I know I'd be down in Miguel's. Last time I was in Miguel's, that was 2015. We were there. I was there with some of the Red Black guys, Jean-Marc Edmy and Jeremy Snyder, and we had supper there. And guess who was there? Dan Goodspeed.
So Goody came over
and said hi. I bought him a couple drinks, and it was really, really cool because I love Goodspeed. He was with us, and then he helped coach a little bit with us, and just a great guy. But this Miguel's Mexican restaurant, fantastic, one of the better ones. So
we were just talking about Goody the other day. You know who he reminds me of, both in looks and demeanor? Randy Quaid, Cousin Eddie from the Vacation. Yeah. Hey, Clark. Real nice, Clark.
Absolutely. But this is the team right there. That's who I'm predicting is going to win. I'm cheering for these guys. I'm hoping for Bucks. When they won in 2003, I think it was, I love Gruden, and I bought books on Gruden, and a lot of people don't like him. I don't give a rats. But because of that, I really like them. I like that team. I put on Facebook the other day, I love those old creamsicle uniforms. I thought they were pretty cool. But I'm hoping for them. I'm hoping for a great game, but I truly believe that Mahomes is going to be the difference, and I think that Kansas City can win it by 10. And woo! I think it could be close. Yeah, I think it could be close until real late, and then Kansas City could pull away. But I'm
hoping. Remember last year? We thought the 49ers had it.
I did. I thought. Yeah. Hey, so I think halfway through the game, I thought they felt pretty good, and then, guess what? Another comeback by Patrick. So
60 minute game. Our viewers were laughing because they could see that you were holding headwear from both teams. So now we have it. Chiefs by 10. Smitty's made the prediction. There's comments coming in about Tom Brady. I'll say this about Tampa. You're right, Smitty. We've spent a lot of time around Tampa together, but also separately. I was looking at photos of Tom Brady where he's living. He's living in Jeter's house, and it's 6 miles from the Buccaneers facility. That's the commute for Tom Brady every day. He lives on the water in a 23,000-square-foot mansion with 8 bedrooms, obviously a pool and a hot tub. Life's rough. And I guess lastly, do you see him playing past 45? Everybody seems to think so.
I bought it before I got cancer. I bought his book, and of course, I didn't. I went through all that and didn't even look at it until, probably about 5 months ago, and took a look in a lot of the stuff. And I can understand, he plays a position where he doesn't need to clean and jerk a lot of weight. He doesn't need to, bench a ton of weight. I looked the other day, he ran a 5.28 at the combine, and he might even be 5.25 now. Who knows? But the thing is, his flexibility, he's worked on his flexibility, and he has worked on strength, but it's not like power lifting or anything like that. And if you, I think you guys got that book. He works on that, and flexibility is critical for an athlete. And his position, it's not like speed, because a lot of positions, you lose your speed, right? And then, you're done. Well, gun snap, stand in the pocket, and you can throw. So I don't know, maybe till 45, maybe a couple more years, but he hasn't lost anything with her. You see some of his throws downfield, they're so cool.
I will say this, I was watching Sports Center the other night, and Bruce Arthur was on there saying his arm strength's gone. I'm like, what are you watching, man? I've watched every game. That's what annoys me with people like that. Hey, lastly, we are running out of time, but a quick note on the CFL. What are you hearing, Smitty? What are you feeling about playing in 2021?
COVID's, I don't know. I'm just praying that they play. I can't see it starting when you would start normally. I could see maybe later on. Vaccine is critical. And, I'm just praying. I haven't heard anything. I haven't talked to any CFL people with regards to that. I know that Kyle Walter said something on the internet the other day that this has been a real, real tough time. And you can imagine, I know it's tough for the players. There's no doubt about it. But it's also tough for a guy like Kyle who's trying to, they're getting from the top, we got to cut salaries, So, and who knows what's going to happen. I mean, this COVID, it just bothers me.
Yeah.
I can hardly,
well,
Well, I can get
We're all the same. We're praying that they play. We are fresh out of time. Smitty, thanks. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and let's do this sooner than later again.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
That is our great director of scouting, Craig Smith. Just a wonderful guy. Can't wait to get him back in here post-COVID. We'll be back with a sports update, the CFL report, breaking news today. Lots going on. It's the RP Show. You are watching on Game Plus TV, live daily on YouTube, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back, everybody. Normally, we jump right into a sports update here, but we're going to pause that for a second. It's funny. What's not funny is the breaking news today that NLL has announced they are scrapping their return to play plan for this April. They're focusing instead on the 21-22 season, hoping to begin next fall. You see the difference in opinions coming in from Darnell from Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions.
Oh, yeah.
Says, with the NLL announcement, does it make me hopeful for the CFL or junior hockey? Then on the flip side, Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, so the NLL seems confident they can survive missing this season. That at least gives some comfort to fans. Two different ways of looking at the same news, right?
For sure.
That's all that I'm saying. Let's go to Calgary now, where they are home to both the CFL and the NLL, just like here. Mike Abou-Meshri joins us, 10-year CFLer. Listen, Abou, can you give us a weather report, please? My Alberta friends are telling me it's been sunny and hot all week, and now you're deluged by snow today. What's the deal?
I'll give you a Simpsons weather report. It's snowing! Yeah, crazy snow. It's just like typical Calgary weather. But we're going to talk Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, well, we are, but I just listen. We got a lot of Calgary viewers, and I wanted to know, in case they didn't know what their weather was, because I used to live there. It's wait 15 minutes if you don't like the weather, and you'll get something else. So anyways, thanks for the weather report. So to the Super Bowl. Tampa Bay versus Kansas City. Where are you on this matchup, Abou?
All over the place. And I just wanted to say, since the GOAT is playing in Tampa Bay on the weekend, I thought I would also include
the GOAT
that we all
know,
Alexander Gauthier.
I love it.
One of the greatest people and Rough Riders and Calgary Stampeders of all time and Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He'll do anything for a buck, this guy.
Hey, he was my old seatmate. We flew side by side together in the 2011 season, as the GOAT would remember. We had a lot of great chats. So what's tipping the scales for you, Abou, in this matchup? By the way, Darren, can you write this down? We're taking everybody's predictions. I got Tampa by 7. Craig Smith just said Chiefs by 10. I want you and the GOAT's predictions. Alex, think about it while Abou's answering his.
Yeah. I'm going to, like normal, I'm going to take the long way around the block to answer this one, because, and I'm going to use some of Caleb, my 11-year-old son's wisdom. He doesn't think Tampa Bay has a chance. Everyone's old, you know, Mahomes and the Cheetah, and look how cool these guys are. And I'm just going to talk to some of the plus 40 guys over there. Come on, kid, you know. He doesn't know who Tom Brady is. He doesn't know who Gronkowski is. He doesn't know who JPP is. And Dominican and Sue is probably the guy that I want to look at. A lot of people are talking about the pass rush, the defensive end, JPP, and that other guy that plays defensive end for, can't think of his name. But, Dominican and Sue, he's the guy. He is the guy. He's looking for the ring, you know. He's the guy that doesn't have, you know. 3 years ago, he was the man. Nobody wanted to play against him. He was, you know, he was Aaron Donald, you know. So watch for him to push up the middle. The guys on the outside might get the sacks, but he's going to get that push up the middle. And in any big game, it comes down to quarterback versus quarterback. You can talk about all the other stuff and all the other things, and never have we been in this situation. I think it's one of the best quarterback matches matchup ever. And Kalen's, but Tom Brady, another form of the GOAT. He's the GOAT, right? He's the greatest. And I didn't really like Tom Brady until he got plus 40. Until I started realizing how much he and I had in common.
Yeah, you're a hater.
We were both drafted in... Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Abu Meshrek 101. Yeah.
We've had this discussion. Listen, I've had it with yours. Listen, I didn't know you were going to bring on the GOAT. Can we get Alex's prediction for the Super Bowl? And you don't need to go as in depth as Abu just did, GOAT. What do you think is going to happen Sunday in Super Bowl 55?
You know what? I think Caleb, his son, actually know better about the NFL than I do. I actually don't watch the NFL, and I'm here for moral support for Mike. Actually, he was coming and visiting, which is always great to see him. You know what? You don't want to know how many games I watched of the NFL this year. Like, I don't really follow. So my gut feeling, the GOAT could do amazing thing, and and that's where I would put my money, but it's more for the Cinderella story. You know, that would be awesome for him to win it. But I got no clue who's gonna
you're,
win.
You're cheering for Tampa. Am I getting this, GOAT? You're cheering for Tampa. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. I would cheer for Tampa. Perfect. Too bad my guard from Quebec, Duvernay Tardif's not there with Kansas City. Maybe that would have been different. But with this scenario, I'm cheering for Tampa. Ooh,
that would be who you. Who do you like better, Tardif or Dan Goodspeed, your other buddy?
Don't make me pick.
Yeah, Abu, we got to run. Did you give me a prediction?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Tampa Bay. I get in trouble a lot of times with the Cinderella story, but I got in trouble too many times betting against Tom Brady, and we have too much in common, he and I.
Okay, Abu's going by with Tampa Bay. Gotcha. All right, thanks for the surprise, my man. I appreciate it. Don't get in an accident out there. Stay safe, and I guess I'll see you on the weekend.
I don't know what you're talking about. Super Bowl.
Yeah, gotcha. Mike Abu Meshrick joining us here from Calgary.
And that was William Golston, the other defensive end. Ndamukong Suh and William
Golston.
Those are the two studs.
Some other guy.
Yeah.
I know we got a break, but I'll tell you a funny story. You talk about a small world. Alex Gauthier was a left tackle for the Riders, and right or left tackle. Goodspeed was the other. And it was 2011, and everywhere we flew on the road, him and I, we sat again with each other. So I was writing a book, and I needed to come up with Hall of Famers in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame by chapter, A to Z.
Yeah.
So he and I were coming up with names. A, Damon Allen. B, Wally Buono. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
C, we'll come back on that one. So for like a 90-minute flight, the GOAT is giving me all these names. He's like, W, Westwood. And I'm like, it's not in the Hall of Fame, GOAT. Keep going. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm writing them all down. And that was 2011. And I'm still working on that book.
C's got to be Calvillo now.
Oh, Calvillo.
Not in 2011.
He wasn't
in yet.
You get what I'm saying.
Oh, for sure.
It was a fun game to play. It was like when you're in the car with your kids, when you are kids, playing those games.
That's great.
Place names and so forth.
You get A, then I got to go B, then you got to...
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be back with that sports update. Viewer takeover. Warren Moon on the way to everybody. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV across all 10 provinces and 31 states. Live daily on YouTube and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. This is a quick one. Sports update. The National Lacrosse League, the largest and most successful pro lacrosse property in the world, today announced that plans for an abbreviated season this spring have been canceled due to the uncertainties arising from the ongoing pandemic. The league, with the full support of the Board of Governors, will now move to start a traditional season in the fall of this year. Jesse Puljujarvi scored his first two goals since rejoining the Oilers as Edmonton beat Ottawa 4-2 at Rogers Arena last night. Nikolaj Ehlers scored the eventual game winner for the Jets and a 3-2 home win over the Calgary Flames. Matthew Tkachuk scored twice for Calgary. Both clubs played their backup goalies following Calgary's 4-3 shootout win a night earlier. Tyler Toffoli and Josh Anderson each scored twice, and the Montreal Canadiens celebrated Captain Shea Weber's 1,000th game with a 5-3 win over the Vancouver Canucks. Fred Van Vliet set a franchise record with 54 points and hit a career-best 11 three-pointers as the Raptors beat Orlando 123-108. That eclipsed the previous mark of 52 set by DeMar DeRozan. And two-time All-Star pitcher Chris Archer has reportedly agreed to rejoin the Tampa Bay Rays on a $6.5 million one-year deal. The 32-year-old righty is expected to get an opportunity to compete for a spot in a starting rotation that lost Charlie Morton and 2018 AL Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell this winter. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room. They can handle all your food and fun needs. Reserve your table for Super Bowl 55. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. I'm just checking the YouTube feed here, seeing if they got any questions for us. We'll have to carry those over into hour two, Dupes. We got a lot of topics on the table here.
Yeah.
What's the greatest CFL logo of all time? We're talking about building a bracket here because why not? What else do we have to do? Ray in the Six writes in. He says, hey, Rod, my favorite is the Argos Bolt logo and the old BC Lions logo from the 70s. Looking forward to the RP show bracket, as am I. Warren Moon joins us next hour as we continue our Super Week coverage. We'll talk about Telemiracle 2. You got to get your tickets, everybody. It's all coming up right after this break here on Game Plus and your favorite digital platform.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.